Okay, so could you please tell me, why did you choose DT?
So I chose it because I felt like it would be... it's very different to all my other subjects, and it gives me an opportunity to sort of be creative and make things, whereas most of the rest of them are very academic-based. So it's a nice way to sort of add some variation to my subjects.
I chose this because it gave me a wider range of choices for college, and it gave me more options when I finish.
Anybody else? Okay. What do you like about DT?
I like about it because it gives you a free range to do whatever you want for like a whole lesson. It lets you like create what you want, so it gives you quite a like wide range of activities to do in the lesson.
Good.
And it gives you like so many skills that are going to be useful later on. So instead of having to pay loads of money to have people come in and fix stuff, you're going to have sort of skills to do DIY by yourself and stuff.
Excellent. I like the idea of that. Would you offer any advice for Year 8 pupils currently looking at option choices regarding DT?
Make sure that you're ready for the coursework, because there is going to be a lot of it. So as long as you feel ready to do that and you sort of know about that commitment, you're going to have a great time with it.
I'd say if you're quite a creative person, that's more of where you can explore what you like, express about yourself in your art and design.
Brilliant, thank you. Right, could you describe for me then, please, what a typical lesson or a series of lessons in DT looks like?
So you're going to have to fill out like a little booklet, like one page a lesson, and then you go off and build what you want to build.
Okay.
In our lessons currently, so before now we've been doing our actual coursework for our exams, so we would be doing our A3 pages for our coursework booklets, and we've just moved on to actually making the product for our final, it's our final product that we've been designing on our coursework, so that's what our lessons are right now.
Anybody else?
It's about 2 hours a week within all your other subjects,
yeah.
So... Perfect. I take it into
just get straight in and put the apron on and yeah. Get making for a couple of months.
Excellent. Right, so I know you've touched on this already, but are there any NEA or non-exam assessed elements to the course for DT?
50% of the course is coursework. So you'll be given a coursework folder and you complete your coursework. The other 50% is an exam, and it covers sort of all your theory and stuff that you learn while you're doing your coursework and in lessons.
Brilliant. So could you just go into a little bit more detail? What form does the non-exam assessed part of the qualification take? I mean, what is it? What do you have to do?
So it's basically explaining how you'd make your product, about how, like, all the processes and equipment you'd use, all the safety procedures behind it, and you fill that out towards then designing your product and modelling all out and getting a bunch of information about that.
Yeah, and it like helps you really think out the design. Like, you start with research and looking at designers, and then you sort of move on to your ideas, and then you sort of say how it would work and make it sort of reality almost.
Brilliant, thank you. Right, is there anything else that you would like to say regarding studying DT?
Take the time to do it well, because what you write and how you write it will get you a better grade, so think about clearly what you're writing and how you want to say it to your examiner who's marking it.
Yeah, and make sure that you're enjoying it, because it's really fun, and don't lose sight of like why you took it, because
Anybody else? Right, is there anything else, is there anything that surprised you about the subject?
For me, I'd say that I wasn't expecting as much coursework as there was. But also I wasn't expecting how much practical you do. It's a lot of it. So, yeah, most of your lessons are going to be doing coursework and practical.
Anybody else?